from what we can see in the satellite imagery we've collected so far over Abye, it's clear that the southern aligned base at Todak was attacked by what appears to be heavy armored units. And we know that because of the appearance of possible tank tracks at the location and also the presence of armored vehicles in the area. There are burned and destroyed buildings at that location. Additionally, we are collecting imagery of fires near Abye that is consistent with reports of burning and looting by Misriya.
Now, you had been following the buildup of military forces around Abye, had you not?
That's correct. We've been following the buildup since January of this year. Both sides had unauthorized forces inside the Abye region. The difference in the case of the Sudan armed forces is that they had built up heavy weaponry, including tanks, helicopter, strike capacity, and had basically assembled at least a division worth of Sudanese armed forces, basically in a perimeter, an encirclement around Abye. The Southern Aligned forces appeared to be in large, unauthorized bases, but in a defensive perimeter.
So when you analyze that image, what does it tell you?
In short, Joe, it tells us that the Sudan Armed Forces were building capability even late last year to be able to project the type of force they have sent into Abye. In the case of Southern Aligned Forces, they were building defensive positions inside Abye, but they were not massing tanks and large amounts of offensive troops.
Now, I believe your images also show a buildup of northern Sudanese warplanes not far from Abye?
That's correct. At a place called El Obeid, we've seen Antonovs, which have been used in Darfur for bombing civilian areas. And we also see what's called the Nanchang Q-5, which is basically a ground attack plane, if you think similar to the U.S. A-10.
When you look at the images, are you able to tell whether all of the population of Abye has left? We've been getting reports that Abye is empty of civilians.
At this point, we have not been able to image Abye town directly. We are continuing to do that, and that's our number one priority. What we see, however, is places where there have been Northern Aligned forces, they have moved, and where there have been Southern Aligned forces, there's indications that those positions have been either destroyed or abandoned, potentially from what we can see so far. In terms of civilian structures, we need to be able to get a good run on those locations. The presence of fire has darkened the sky, and we're continuing to image those areas.
So you're unable to see whether the southern forces have started to build up, possibly for a counterattack?
We are continuing to get that imagery of Abye town and civilian areas and also both sides of the border. That's correct. As soon as we have that information, we will report it immediately.